Okay, we're going to continue with what we started at the end of Ayin Dalam Beis yesterday. Just say it again. Rish Lakish said you have to make a condition when you're going through all these 101 figs. You have to pick each one up and make a condition and say, if this is Tevel, then it's Meiser. If it's Meiser, it should be Truas Meiser, and so on.
It's all 100, not the 101st?
All 101 individual figs has to have this condition. Now, Ayin Hei Omer Aleph, top of the page, Omer B'Yoyna, he's further commenting on Rish Lakish. Sarach Lach Bol Knoya. Then not only that, he has to double it up. So he says, if this is Tevel, right, then it should be Meiser. But if it's not Tevel, it shouldn't be Meiser. That's, he has to say both sides of the condition. Now, there's a fundamental problem with this. Normally, if you remember the Sugya and Kedushin by Tnai Kofel over there, so it's over there, the Prat is, if you don't make the condition properly, then we say the Tnai is Batal and the Mice is Kayim, right? So if I were to say, you know, if I'm a Tzaddik, then this should be a good condition. If I'm not a Tzaddik, then this shouldn't be a good condition. I'm just speaking an example, right? So if If I don't say both sides, so the Tanai is bottle, and the Kedushin is Kayim. In other words, it's possible to have Kedushin without conditions. The Chazon Ish asks the following question. In our case, it doesn't make any sense. What are you going to say if it's Tevel, then it should be Meiser. But if it's not Tevel, it shouldn't be Meiser. If it's not Tevel, it can't be Meiser. Because if it's not Tevel, it's Meiser already. So what are we talking about here? What are you worried about? You can't say that the Meiser is Kayim, that if you don't double it up, the Meiser that you said it's going to be Meiser is Taka, it's going to be Meiser if you don't say the Tanai properly. If it doesn't make any sense. Chazon Ish's question, it's in footnote 1, where in the brackets, Chazon Ish, it's a bomb kasha. Okay? So, third paragraph, he explains it. It is perhaps for this reason that others explain that the double stipulation in our case is not based on the general rules of conditional transactions. This is not a halacha in Hilchos Tnoim. The reason you have to do this doubling is because of Hilchos Trumas and Maisras, right? On the need to identify clearly the fruits that are being designated, as the Gemara will explain, Rish Lakish requires when you're not designating a specific fruit as Meiser, location of the fruits to become Meiser must at least be identified with a high degree of clarity. Makom
Mesuyim. That's why we had Gemara before about north and south, exactly where it had to be.
Correct. By the same token, Rabbi Yoina says, Rish Lakish also requires that you have to describe the declaration in a way which it is clear. Okay, so that's enough for now. But that's a golden footnote. Yeah, very, very Marker Tov him for this. Now, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rish Lakish. Now, again, Rish Lakish said you have to go through every single fig and do a condition. Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on Rish Lakish and saying it has to be doubled. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't agree with the whole thing. I don't agree with you, Rish Lakish, altogether. You don't need to double your stipulation. The whole stipulation proposed by Rish Lakish is not needed altogether. Footnote 2. Rabbi Yochanan does not merely dispute Rabbi Yoina's view. He disputes the whole need for the stipulation proposed by Rish Lakish. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no need to pick each fig separately. Rather, let's see what he's going to say what you could do. It is sufficient to say that the one Tevel fig that is surely in this group of 101, right? So you're just saying in a generic way, we know there's one in here. Has to be because we have 101, right? And we had only 100 of Tevel. So one of these has to be Meiser. So that should be Meiser Rishon, wherever it is, along with nine other figs of Tevel, whichever other two groups they may be. Or is it the other way around? One Tevel fig. Sorry. I said Meiser. If you have 101, for sure one of them is Tevel, right? Because you want to make it into Meiser. And then together with another nine Tevel, and make that into Trumas Meiser, right? And make the one into Trumas Meiser. Okay. But he agrees, right, that there must specify some area in which the mice will take effect. Therefore, in the latter statement, he was to add in the northern part or in the southern part. Okay, so you have to have a specific area. Fine. Dein kadat teva, dein kadat teva. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan go according to their shitas d'smagon. They argued elsewhere. If someone says, see, where's the elsewhere? It's in Trumas. That if you say Trumas shnei kroyim ba'achas mehen, you had two piles of Tevel, and you say, you know what? The Truma of the two piles should be in one of them, but you don't say which pile you want the Truma to be in. You just want it to be in one of these two piles, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, ka Truma du norm. So what you have is the Trumas both have are considered a mixture, because now we have a mixture of Trumas Meiser, or as we're taught, Truma here, a Truma. We have a Truma somewhere in these two piles. We don't know where, so it's like it's mixed up, right? So the Truma has taken effect, but since you don't know which piles, you know which pile it's actually found in, so both piles have to be treated like a mixture. Rish Lakish says, no, lo kachu. There's no kedusha on it at all. Because since the Truma is not clear where it is, so therefore it's not going to work. So that's why, by the same token, again, let's end it off now. So we're going Denkidate, the Denkidate. So that's what we're making a comparison, just like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue in that case of Truma, how far the exact designation has to go. So to here, it's the same thing. Do you have to make a designation on each fig or not? That's what it says. All right? Now, number 8, just to make sure this is clear, even when he makes a stipulation with each fig individually, it's still not clear to him, right? You don't know. In the end, you don't know. You're saying, if it is, then it should be. If it's not, it shouldn't be. So after you've done all these conditions, you don't know which one is true, which one is Meiser, and which one is, you still don't know. Nonetheless, he considers this a clear designation. This may perhaps be explained as follows. When one designates one fig at a time, each fig he designates is a definite fruit. Therefore, although the outcome is in doubt, because you don't know whether it's eligible to become Meiser or not, because it might be Tevel, it might be Meiser, right? So you don't know. However, when one designates in this manner a series of fruits, in effect, you're saying that either this fig is the Meiser or that one is the Meiser. That's an indefinite form of designation.
Yeah, correct.
It makes it clear. All right. On the other hand, 75a2, Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds, as long as a person specifies a place for the Truma, its actual location need not be known to him. By the same token, he holds that as long as a person specifies a place for the Meiser designation, his declaration need not specify clearly which particular fruits are being designated. All right, that's my mind. It's a little bit of a docistic thing. Okay, now we have a case over here that if you have 100 figs of Meiser with 100 figs of Tchulin, you have to take 110. And then you sell the coin, the 110, less the price of 10, right? See, Amar Mana, Cholkan Rav Elazar ben Arach, this Tan of our Mishnah that gives this Eitzah is arguing on Rav Elazar ben Arach. Tani, it says in the Braisa, Meiser Tevel Shinsar B'Cholin, if you have a mixture of Meiser Rishon, which does not which is Tevel, meaning it hasn't had its Shumas Meiser taken from it yet, mixed with Chulin, So what you should do is like this. If you have other tevel or other maisa, let's say, other maisa rishon, right? Other maisa rishon which you haven't taken trumas maisas from. So use that maisa for what's in this mixture. You say, I've got 20 maisa rishon in here somewhere in this mixture. So these 20 or whatever the share is should be the trumas meiser for that meiser region. So let's just take a case of 20. If it was 20, so then you'd only need two, because all you have to have is two trumas meiser for 20 meiser region, right? You need 10%. So take two meisers, which are still tevel, meaning they still haven't had the trumas meiser taken from them, and you'll designate it as the trumas meiser for this mixture. That's the best, right? That's the cheshbon I just told you, the 10% of what's in the mix. The imlav, but let's suppose you don't have any other, you have no other ma'aserishin that's tavol to draw upon. So what are you going to do then? So here's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach has a great eitzah. I have a great eitzah, he says. What we'll do is it's mixed in with a certain amount of chulin. Right. So what I'll do is I'll declare one fig at a time as trumas meiser. I'll say, okay, maybe I'm supposed to give 10 figs. Let's take a case of 100 and 100. That's a classic case, right? 100 gets mixed up with 100. So now I have a mixture of 100 meiser, which is teva, which has not had trumas meiser, and I have 100 of chulin. And what am I supposed to do? So what you could do is take one fig and say, the one fig in here that's still meiser, that should be trumas meiser. Even though I'm going to have to eventually take 10, obviously, because I owe 10 from 100. But I'm going to do one at a time. Okay, once I do that one, guess what happens? It's batel.
You being about to be a
diamond. Yes, we are. He's going to talk about in the footnotes. Good question. But let's, for the time being, just say that because this is a special case, we're allowing it. Okay, so there's no problem of being vatal nisul hachila. The chacham or chaylik, they hold it is a problem of vatal nisul hachila. And remember, the rule is even vatal nisul hachila, if you went ahead and you were over and you were mevatal it, the bittul doesn't help. I think it's ma'akev. Let's take a look in the bottom. But so this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says. Yikra shein l'trumas ma'aser shebo, v'yala b'echad omeya. Just designate one, and then it'll be batal. There's a number of problems here. The problem
even
about
this. When you look back in,
what's that?
When does it become batal?
You're not picking up anything. You don't know. You don't know which one is ma'aser and which one is tavol.
Okay.
I mean chulin. It's chulin and ma'aser, right?
Right.
So you got the pile here, which is mixed up. So you just designate, okay, there's one of them in there. I know I have 100 in there. One of them is going to be trumas meiser right now, and let's pause for station identification. It's batel, too bad. Now I'll go ahead and I'll pick
up. Because it's 1 in 200?
It's 1 in 100. All you need is 1. I don't even think you need that. For trumas meiser, yeah. Or trumas meiser probably you do need. Truma requires 100, 101, 1 in 101. Yeah, so it's batel. Yeah? Then I go ahead and I say, okay, now let's do the next fig. And so in the end,
I do it 10 times.
I'm done. Everything is batel and I can eat it. I'm going to have to owe monetary, I owe the money, I owe the value of 10 figs to the Kohen, and I'll give him a check for $5.
But
you know?
I don't lose the five.
You didn't lose it. You gained it. You're able to eat this mataruvus. Now there's a problem here. There's a din of chayzer v'neir. Remember that halacha chayzer v'neir. So if I have a little bit of chazer that it falls into 60, it gets bottle, and then a little more chazer falls in, a little more chazer comes in until there's not 60 against it. We say chayzer v'neir. It wakes up the iser. And it becomes a problem. So then over here too, why do we assume that the one is gone? You know, it's not going to be good. So What's the answer to that question? Let's see here.
Chazavin Era happens after 10, or it happens right away after each?
After you get to the level that there's not going to be Bittul anymore.
How do you know you're going to take the same one?
You mean as you've eaten them up?
No. Yeah, as you, we haven't said anything about eating anything. All you're doing is making declarations.
Okay.
So everything is static.
And we have a case. Here's the case of the 200. And you're taking the Truus Meiser, right?
And you're not taking anything. Again, you're declaring one fig, which is in this Charuvus, which is Meiser, shall be Truus Meiser for my obligation towards the 10, in my example, towards the 10 that I have to be mafresh. Now it's bottle. It's bottle on 100, right? Now I go to the second one. Now I do the same trick. Well, now you don't have 100 against 2. You have 100 against 1. But 2 figs, you don't have 200 against 2. So why isn't a chayz of a neir? The issa should be wake up itself. Let's take a look at the bottom here. The bottom of the left column, 15, the brackets. So there's a rule, prohibited items that become nullified become reawakened by the addition of other prohibited items where you go beyond the bittul amount, right? So it should be reawakened. Top of the next column. According to some opinions, the rule only applies to instances where the reawakening results in a biblical prohibition. So in my case, I gave you what was chazer. So when it reawakens, you end up with an issa d'oraisa of eating chazer, right? But in our case, the prohibited items, that's the trumas meiser, figs, and the permitted ones are dry, the yavesh b'yavesh, min b'mino, so on the d'oraisa level, the batel b'rov, okay, simple majority. 100-1 ratio is only a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, you don't say the chayz of a neir rule by a din d'rabbanan. That's what he wants to tie over here on the bottom. And even those who do apply it by a d'rabbanan, there's an impossible exception in the case of truma, because the truma becomes nullified in a mixture, only its prohibitions become nullified. Its monetary status, it remains in place. So whenever the truma becomes nullified, you're supposed to remove an equivalent amount and give it to the Kohen in compensation for the truma that was lost through the nullification, right? Remember I told you, you have to pay the Kohen for the amount. So therefore, there's a certain aspect, this answer is going to say like this, since there's an aspect that is not that, it's, that I remove, I'm not being mevatel, I'm going to have to pay for it. When I give that money to the Kohen, it's as if it was removed. Even though it's physically there, but the fact that the monetary value has been removed, so we look at it as if it's been removed. And according to that mahalach, then this will only work if you pay the kohen in between each declaration. But if you didn't pay him, then you would end up with a problem, right?
It doesn't get transferred to your money. It has to be given to...
Yeah. Something like that. Something like that. Okay. Let's go on. We're going to get too much lumdus over here. So, let's see. So, again. Okay. So, we're going now, just one more time. So, the point of Reb Munna that we start off with, let's not get lost in the weeds here. Let's pay attention to the top also. Reb Munna was saying that Reb Lozman Arach is arguing on our Chacham of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you have to take 110 in order to be sure that you've got your Trumas Meiser out of the mixture. And Rav Lozman Arach obviously has another Eitzah that doesn't require you to take 110. Okay. Let's go to the next page. Ayin Hei Omid Beis. Amar Bar Mamol. I'll tell you how it could even come out like Rav Lozman Arach. Why? The whole Eitzah of Rav Lozman Arach is based on the concept of Bittul. But guess what? There are some times that Bittul doesn't work. For instance, if it's a Dover Choshev. So if it's a Dover Choshev, such as it goes a Prach, or to any Prach, whatever, it's some sort of a Choshev type of a fig. I think that's what it means. But here, I'm sorry. A Gozi Prach means walnuts of Prach. It's an example. A Gozi Prach are very Choshev, and therefore they're not bottle. So if you have, let's say, in my example of figs, if you had very chashuv of figs, so you can't say it's batal because the davar chashuv is not batal. So maybe that's why our Tana was talking about that case. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's Eitzad won't work in our Mishnah, and that's why we have to have 110. Okay? That's what Gemara wants to suggest. Rabbi Hillel ben Pazi Boi, the Yafatza, but let him crack open the walnuts, if we're talking about walnuts. So this is very interesting. So let's suppose you have a taruvus of walnuts, and the walnuts are chashuv walnuts. So since they're chashuv, so therefore it's not batal. So I have an Eitzah. You want to make a bottle? Take a nutcracker and crack all the nuts open, and it's no longer chashuv. It's only chashuv while it's whole. Once it's cracked open, it's used. It's like a used car. It's no longer a new car, right? So it's used walnuts. So why don't you just crack it open? I found this to be a very big chiddush. In other words, when he's saying a very big chiddush over here. So you have a taruvus that became usur because it was a davar chashuv. You can go into that taruvus after the psak, then it's osur, and de-isser it, declassify it from being chashuv, and now the bittul will be chal. I thought that was a big chiddush, but anyway, it's here in the Yerushalmi. On Rabbi Yoina, mutul lefatzeya, are you allowed to crack the walnuts open? No. Lo kein tanina nispatzu hagozim, if the walnuts were cracked, b'sha'avar, it happened. He did it by accident. He did it by the oven. But you're not allowed to do lachachila. Lachachila, lo, that would not be proper, because that again would be like mivavatalis lachachila. Exactly. And therefore, it's not. It's so. It does. So in the end, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach will not work out in our Mishnah at all, and that's the end of that. Okay. Next, Maya Tavol v'tisha Meiser Zahaklal. Okay. If you have 100 with 90, so we said. Remember, whenever you have a difference of 10. Right? Whenever you have a difference of 10, the Mishnah said, Loi avad klom, he doesn't lose out anything because you can balance the same amount that you would have had to take had they been separate. Ends up being the same amount even when there's a taruvus. That's what the Mishnah said. On Rabbi Yonakin Masnisa, Chosmachatam Rubal HaMaiser Eser, he's just repeating what it said, Loi hezud klom, whenever you have 10%, then it's enough and you're not mafsin anything. Okay, if you don't remember the Keshbarnas, you'll have to work it out again yourself. The Mishnah now discusses a case with Tevel, that became mixed with chulin or meiser. So tevel usually refers to something which has had nothing been taken off of it. Tevel gomer, so you haven't had truma taken off of it, you haven't had meiser, you haven't had meiser rishon, meiser sheni, you haven't had nothing. But Rabbi Levintus, Rishem, Rabbi Yonah, Levinti. Levinti to me sounds Italian. Levinti. And it could be that it's Italian, but whatever it is, he's a good pizza man. So Rav Leventi, in the name of Rav Yoina, said, "Kol tevel danan kamin and hocha." All the whenever we said tevel here, we're talking about tevel the rishon l'sheni. We're talking about the meiser rishon and the meiser sheni had not been taken out, but as far as truma gedola, it was taken out. And we mentioned that also a number of times. But here the Yerushalmi does this a lot. It'll clarify things that we had to have said earlier, based on the numbers that we were using. We knew we weren't talking about Truma, but it doesn't subsequently. I don't know exactly why. Rabbi Avu Omar is Pagan Rebbe Reb Dostoy Reb Yanai. This is the machlokes there. Chan Amar Isa Sheni L'Makom Acher. So one says the following: what you could do is, if you want to avoid having to separate out 101 and selling it to a coin, so what do you do is, you take the tevel and the mixture of the and you make it meiser sheni, make it meiser sheni on another place. In other words, I have other tefuah, which requires, the other regular requirement. I took my rishon off of it. Now I need to take meiser sheni off of it. You know what? I'll just use this mixture over here, and I'll declare all the tevel in the mixture to be meiser sheni. So, in other words, I'm going to forget about Meiserishin. I'm going to skip the Meiserishin. I'm going to go straight to Meisersheni, which we all know you're not allowed to do because of Mleas of the Macholoi Sa'acha. You're not allowed to go out of order. But that's his eights over here. Now, in footnote 11, he talks at length about this. It doesn't really make much sense because we had a rule Remember the rule? The rule was, well, whenever you have something which had a requirement, so if something has a requirement of Meiser, Rishon, and then, and Meiser Sheni, so it's Kodem as Kavero. Meiser Rishon came before the Meiser Sheni. Whenever you have that, and you go ahead and you jump the gun and take Meiser Sheni, you're still high of Meiser Rishon in what you took. That's what the rule that that we said earlier. He doesn't hold from that rule. He holds, no, you can jump the gun and you won't have to take Meiser Rishon. I think that's what it says earlier. According to this rule, if he doesn't take Meiser Sheni from the fruit, this Tana disputes that rule, at least in the case of Demai. That's the other thing I forgot to tell you. Here we're talking about, again, I told you, you're not allowed to go out of order. So you can't go Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. The answer to that is going to be that we're talking about Demai. So that's going to be number one. And the second thing is he's also going to hold that even though when you go out of order, you have to, since the order is supposed to be Rishon, it's still Chayv and Rishon. Again, same answer. We're talking about Demai. This Tana holds by Demai that it will remain in. All you have to do is do the Meiser Sheni. You don't have to
first
do it.
First Tana holds Meiser Rishon is gone. You don't need to do it at all.
This Eitzah, yes. You'll declare it Meiser Sheni, and that will be it. You won't have to do anything. Yeah.
Thank you.
You can't go backwards.
Yeah. Now, we want to go to the end of Ayin Vav and Aleph, and then so we'll go a little bit over time. It's just a couple more lines, because Ayin Vav and Beis is really a new halacha, and we'll go from Yirtzeh Hashem after Shabbos. We'll learn from Ayin Vav and Beis to the end of Masechta Bli Neder. So I'm just going to keep going here. All right. It's just math anyway. I'm not going to go into it too much. So the first one said you can go ahead and make the whole thing Meiser Sheni. And the Chanam, or the other one said, Isakuli Sheni L'makam Acher, yes, you can make it Meiser Sheni, but Mafrei Shalof Rishon M'makam Acher, you're still going to have to take the Meiser Rishon. In other words, he disagrees. Right? So let's look at two. This Tana holds you're allowed to take the Meisers out of order, but the earlier obligations are not canceled. So even though you called it Meiser Sheni, it doesn't take away your Meiser Rishon obligation. Therefore, if you designate all the Demai in the mixture to be Meiser Sheni, you have to go and designate Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser for the Meiser Sheni from another source. Okay? So you had a mixture, you had 50 figs which were mixed up, and you go of tevel, so you're going to go ahead and you're going to say, okay, this is all, and this is the mai, for instance, and you go ahead and you make a declaration, okay, all the 50 that are tevel for the mai in this mixture, I'm making them all Meiser Sheni. What about Meiser Rishon? So the first sheet that we just said forget it, no need. This sheet is saying no, you still have a need. But you have to be mafresh and makom acher. Obviously, this you can't do two things with the same mice with the same 50. That 50 is now Meiser Sheni, but you had an obligation to take Meiser Rishon. So find another 10 pairs to take Meiser Rishon from, or five, whatever it is, five to act as Meiser Rishon for this group. Okay. According to this opinion, there's really nothing to be gained by designating the tevel in this mixture as Meiser Sheni, because he's still going to be left with the problem of the other fruit he uses, Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser, for this Meiser Sheni. So you have nothing, there's nothing gained here. If he has another source from which to designate the tithes, there's no reason for him to go ahead and designate it as a Meiser Sheni. Just go ahead and rectify the Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser from the tevel, from the other source. But Marashak, if you have the other source, use the other source to start off with. What are you declaring a Meiser Sheni for and making problems? This opinion is saying that even though it's possible to designate all the tevel in the mixture of Meiser Sheni, there's no point in doing so. That's what this Tana is really saying. That you're giving an Eitzah, it doesn't make any sense. You don't gain anything. Manan Kayamim, what do we hold in this case?
Declare a shame, the Meiser Rishon, even if you don't have to give it like regular Demai?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're saying very good. You're saying You're asking a good question here. You're saying, wait a second. We're talking about, well, yeah, but he didn't gain anything. Any demai you could call something, whatever maisa you declare, you could go to the levy and say, hamotzi mekabel paraya, right? So you get to keep maisa regardless. So monoshach, if you had the other five, in my example, we had 50 mixed in there. So 50 tevel, right? So you're going to say, oh, you know what? All 50 are going to be maisa sheni. That way I'm done. I don't have to worry about anything. I can go ahead and be part of the 50 and eat the whole mixture and I don't have to worry about anything. But the second town is saying, no, but you still have to give meiser and trumas meiser. So what are you gaining? You're not gaining anything because you're going to have five mimakam acher. So if you have five mimakam acher, so start off already with taking the meiser. The point is still the same, but you're making a good point that the meiser that you're going to declare mimakam acher, you're going to be able to eat that also yourself. That's true. Not the trumas meiser. Okay. Now, mana kayama, what are we talking about over here? This is a case of, yeah. We talked about a case where the majority, in the Mishnah, we talked about when the majority was Tevel, and the minority, right, the 100 was Tevel, and the 90 was Meiser. What if it was reverse? What if it was 100 was Meiser, and 90 was Tevel, right? Manan kayam meya meiser, 100 was meiser, fetishim tevel. What will you do then? So then the Gemara gives a cheshbon over here. You take 92 minus 1/10. And we'll see the footnote how this all works out. Meya meiser ushmoinim tevel. If it was 100 meiser and 80 tevel, so then take 83. Less 2/10, so it would be 82 and 8/10, right? Right. Mikan ve'elach lefi cheshvan, and you just have to make the cheshvan accordingly like that. So let's just work out one case here. Let's try the first case. So footnote 6, I think that's the one. The total number of figs needed as trumas meiser in this mixture is 10, right? Because you're starting off with 100 meiser and 90 tevel. So you have, if you have 90 tevel, so again, let's work it out. So the 100 is clear, right? The 100, you take 10% of meiser to give trumas meiser. That's 10. That's easy. Now you have 90 tevel. 90 tevel, remember, right, the rule, you take 10% of that from meiser, which is 9, right? 9 will be meiser from that tevel, and 1/10 of those 9 will be for trumas meiser, right? Which is 9/10 of one fig, right? So the total you need from the whole mixture is 10.9. However, the 90 tevel right? I've got a mixture here, right? I've got 100 meiser and 90 tevel. If I pull out 90 figs, let's suppose they were all tevel. What I pulled out was all tevel. So how maximum I can get out of that tevel is 9 figs, because the whole tevel is only 90. But I need 9 and 9/10. I need 10 and 9/10. So where are you going to get the other one, right? However, the 90 tevel can produce only 9 meiser figs. So if you remove only 90 figs from the mixture, there's a possibility that all 90 are tevel, which means you can only take 9 figs as trumas meiser. So you have to remove another 1 9/10 figs to be sure you have at least 10 9/10 figs for trumas meiser. So the total to be removed is therefore 91 9/10 figs. Or what the Yerushalmi said was 92 minus 1/10. That's what the Yerushalmi meant. 91 9/10. That's 92 minus 1/10. So that's the, you see the cheshbon? It's beautiful. Anyway, that's it. That's the example. So that's the end of the math for today. Have a good evening.